This is KUT. The Austin City Council today will tackle rules on transportation networking companies, short-term rentals, and so-called accessory dwelling units. As KUT's Audrey McGlitchy reports, these decisions have been a long time coming.
That's because, at least in the case of short-term rental rules, postponements have been rampant.
That's fine. We can talk about them all in September.
I'm happy to postpone those until our very next council meeting.
Mayor Pro Tem moves to postpone item number 12 till next week, October 15th.
And that brings us to today. An easy way to think about these regulations is by their acronyms, STR, ADU, TNC. Council members, help me out. First up, STRs.
Short-term rentals.
Thanks, Councilmember Greg Kassar. These are rental properties on sites like HomeAway. The council will look to prohibit short-term rental owners from hosting parties, such as corporate events or weddings. They'll also vote on several ordinances to limit the number of Type 2 STRs, or non-owner-occupied rentals. Then, we've got ADUs.
Accessory dwelling units.
Great job, Councilmember Sherry Gallo. These are things like backyard housing units or garage apartments. The city will take a final vote on new regulations regarding impervious cover and parking requirements for these units. Tovo will also ask council to prohibit ADU owners who built after October 1st from using their second dwelling as an STR.
Short-term rentals.
Thanks, but I think they've got a handle on it, Kassar. Lastly, we've got TNCs.
Transportation network companies.
Or, as Councilmember Ann Kitchen could explain, Uber and Lyft. The council will consider making these companies adhere to other taxicab company rules, including fees and fingerprint-based background checks for drivers. After tonight's action, most of these regulations will be put to bed, at least in a policy sense. City staff will write ordinances for TNCs and STRs, and these will head back to council for a vote. But I wouldn't dare put a date on when. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.